Having a wee rummage there in my pocket looking for a few coins. I don't have any with me today. Apparently they are very dirty. This is even dirtier. Listen to that. That's the dirty money, the dirty notes. Not necessarily dirtier, but notes are dirty, coins are dirty. And apparently some of the bacteria that would be carried in cash is particularly offensive to our health. I want to speak to Dr. Paul Mattawelli, who's a professor of microbiology at London Met. Dr. Mattawelli, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Why did you carry out this research? This is why I'm interested. Did we not always know that money was a dirty old thing?
Okay. Yeah, we normally do work that might matter to our community as well as our society around us, and as well as work with the business community. And in this particular case, we worked with money.co.uk, who approached us. The work helps our students to gain some experience about the type of work that they might have to do once they have graduated. So that's one of the reasons why we carried out this type of work.
So what kind of bacteria is on these coins or on the money? How sick might it make us?
Okay, there are some bacteria that obviously of concern. For instance, we found some bacteria that we associate with the gut or fecal matter, and there are some bacteria such as, E. coli, for instance, which and some bacteria which we call coliforms, and then there are some Staphylococcus aureus, which has developed a notoriety for being resistant to antibiotics. So those are the types of bacteria that we found.
So the superbugs, they're found on the smallest coins right through to the larger notes. Obviously, I've just had notes in my hand, and earlier today they were doing a collection for a friend of mine who's celebrating his birthday, and I think the 26 pence that I had in my pocket is now in his hat. But, you know, as I would have been rummaging about with those coins and the notes a few moments ago, should I be reaching for some antibacterial fluid? Should I be going to the tap and washing my hands? I feel dirtier now talking to you than I normally would have if I had been rummaging about in my pockets.
Yes, when we first started, you said, didn't we know this because we've been handling money for such a long time? What's likely to happen is, over time, we might probably develop immunity to some of these bacteria. So that, to a certain extent, helps to protect us from developing a disease. But there are some bacteria now which, within the E. coli is part of our gut bacteria, and some of them have evolved to start producing toxins. Those are the ones that are really of concern. But in terms of numbers, we didn't find them in greater numbers, but obviously they're of concern. I want to emphasize,
Yeah, I was just going to say, we do need... you want to emphasize, just to emphasize what you want to emphasize, and then I'll ask you that final question. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to emphasize that because probably we've been exposed to these bacteria, we've managed to develop some sort of immunity to them. But obviously, the more pathogenic ones are of concern, and the ones that have developed resistance to antibiotics are of concern, because the antibiotics can be transferred from one bacteria to the other. The antibiotic resistance can be transferred from one bacteria to another.
Yeah, we do need to have some dirtiness around us, don't we? Or we'll become so flimsy and snowflake-like that we're not going to be able to cope with anything. A bit of dirty money maybe is a good thing. And if we all go contactless and the coins disappear and the notes disappear, is there a possibility that our health generally will deteriorate?
You're right there in terms of the fact that if we're exposed to microorganisms, it helps our immune system, it educates our immune system. But of course, we've got to think about circumstances where we might have people who are vulnerable. For instance, if you go to hospital, there are certain areas where they don't allow microorganisms to be there because the people's immune system is compromised. So it's those sorts of areas. But there are some immunocompromised people who handle coins but the chances of them developing a disease again are small.
Absolutely.
And we should be aware, yes, we should be aware of the circumstances.
Yeah, we won't alarm anyone, because I'm just thinking of the girl or fella who's sitting today at the cash desk counting all the coins, or the person who's at the toll bridge. You very often see them with the gloves on at the toll bridge with the dirty money coming through. Dr. Paul Matawele, thank you for your time this morning, Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Dr. Paul Matawele is a professor of microbiology at London Met. So there you go. Dirty old stuff, but then your granny told you that. Anyway, I remember an old man, he would have been called at the time a tramp, and that was the word that was used. He was a road traveller, he was someone who walked the roads when I was a little child, but he was known as the tramp because he tramped about. That's I think in many ways it is now a term that we've shelved, but that was what he was known as back in the late 1960s when I was a little boy. And he used to come past and he was just known as the tramp. And everyone spoke to him when he came along, but he had an odd way with him. He was very dishevelled. Remember, this is a long time ago. And he would stop occasionally and he would ask for a cup of water. Or sometime my granny used to give him a cup of tea and a biscuit every time he came past. And he would pray out loud. It was a funny sort of mantra that he went through. Looking back on it, he was probably a man who had a mental health difficulty, but there was no assistance, no obvious consideration given to that at that time. But there he was, coming around every few months, walking the roads. And one of the things I used to remember was my granny would give him a cup of tea and a biscuit, and she would talk to him, but you couldn't make out a word that the man was saying. This was over a half door in a little country house. He would lean on the half door, she would lean on the half door, and they would talk to each other. And then he would step inside and he would have a wee cup of tea. And I used to look at this incredibly odd person. And then when he would go back out, she would have given him a few coins, and as he was going on his way, he would turn round and he would put the coins in his mouth under his tongue, and he would go with some sort of "I want to thank you very much indeed for all the money that you have given me. I use this money sometime in the future to bring great blessings upon you and all of your kith and kin." And then he'd lift his tongue off the coins, take the coins out, and then he would talk. You couldn't make out a blooming word he would say whenever he took the coins out. You could slightly understand him with the money in his mouth. That's my memory of dirty money back in the day when I was a child. Right, this is the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. Whatever's on your mind, mad keen to hear from you.